Blog Talk Radio.
Heard from Sister Bree, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a granddaddy and a father and a pastor caller say, I know that she got a praise report tonight. And that young lady was able to bask in the spirit. I believe her last name is Brasket. I heard it last night. All I know was Sister Bree.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to NPA.com. We're live here on Black Talk Radio. And as you know, we are now into our featured program for this morning. Come, let's join the International Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, and the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Let's join them now. God bless.
Is always ready to give a praise report. You can tell, oh God, that she love a pastor. It seemed like I already know her. For the many times she's calling a name out, that's how you want it to be, Lord, because we gelling one with another. Hallelujah. Touch, oh God, Mother Willie Johnson in Indiana. We thank you, Lord God. On last Wednesday, I'll shut in, oh Lord, the praise report she came in with. The house she's so tremendously blessed by serving someone else.
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
God bless all of y'all. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to wait till the Ambassador Stern comes back in. I hope she comes back in like she left out. Oh, my God. As soon as she gets back, we're going to release the line to Ambassador Patricia Stern out of North Chicago. What a dynamo. Dynamite, dynamo. Amen. Effective, awesome lady who is ministering to us this morning. Good morning to you, First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. I welcome all you from the blog line. Ambassador Hagan, are you there this morning? Amen. God bless you. Are you there, Ambassador Hagan? Praise the Lord for you. All right.
God bless you. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Give us station identification. Amen.
I praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Yes, we are all here live on the Blog Talk Radio. We can be reading 347-934-0207. And as you know, the Black Talk Radio is the world's largest social radio.
I'm back it's on. A- Amen. My phone went out for some reason. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen.
We'll have identification later. Come on, take up right where you were.
I praise the Lord. Glory to God. The enemy just busy, but thank God for backup. Yeah. I got my cell phone. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God, I just thank you. You want me to continue and keep them?
Yeah. I'm out the shout here.
Lord, I just thank you. I owe you a thank you right there, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
If we were coming in, this is the 6 o'clock hour, and this Oh, glory to God. We are on the First Fruit Prayer Line. Praise the Lord. And this is our regular morning when we come in, and we greet you this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray that all are on this morning. Praise the Lord. Our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, is there. Amen. And we thank God for him. Amen. He's been up all night, had some technical problems, but knowing him as he is, he didn't give up, and God brought us back in. We thank God for every last one of you. We certainly want to pause and thank God for, amen, Ambassador of Hagan. Amen. Praise the Lord for her travailing. Amen. We honor her at this time and thank God for all that she's doing. Amen. We don't know how much it takes or what it takes to keep this going on all night. Amen. I'm not talking about in finances, but in labor, equipment, to keep the connection going through. Amen. We thank God for her. And I had just been listening to our chief ambassador to how he's honoring her and said, we're going to honor her. And I'm in agreement with her. You give honor to with him and give honor to whom honor is due. She has a sweet spirit. I had the opportunity to meet she and her husband, and they're great people of God. These are the kind of people that our chief ambassador brings to the ministry to bless us. Oh, my God, as we go back into the prayer, amen, I just thank God. I was sharing about Sister Bree, how the Lord used her, amen, on last night, amen. A young girl could have been out somewhere, amen, doing her own thing, but she had the love of God to come on. See, when you're born in a family, and she talked about a family, born in a family that loved the Lord, amen. Believe me, it's going to fall on you as well. And we see, amen, the great, amen. She's going to, amen, pick up the mantle. We thank God for that. And then, amen, praise the Lord, Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey. I tell you, I'm like chief ambassador. It's nobody, amen, like that woman of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we love her. We embrace her presence. We need her. Amen. That testimony will be a part of the First Fruit archives. Amen. To how God, amen, blessed her through First Fruit prayer line to rise up. See, you don't have to be with one another in the natural. Look at them face to face. But if you're a warrior, you're praying, oh, my God, all day. It's just in your heart. It's just in your spirit. And she really came in with a mighty praise. And even at that time, it was that anointing that went out for those, amen, that felt like that they couldn't make it with their illness. But she can let you know that God is a heart fixer and a mind regulator. I used to hear the older people say that. Now I'm old, amen, and I can tell you that I know that our God is a heart fixer, and he's a mind regulator. He fixes blind eyes. He makes kidneys work. When the doctors say that there is no hope, hope is right around you. We thank God for our, oh, God, I'm so happy that, amen, that Dr. Mary Lacey is ambassador-elect. She's going to be great in that office, amen, especially in this area. I needed some help, and God knows that she'll rock this area. Praise the Lord, as she does. When she speaks here, everybody, praise the Lord. They move on her anointing and her voice, and we thank God that there were testimonies that came behind her. Dr. Ingram came in with a beautiful testimony, amen, from an extension of, amen, Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey. And thank God, Dr. Lacey is up there, catches fish. She's still catching fish. She'll let you know, get on that prayer line. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Mays, God bless that great heart. A mother of Zion as well. Thank you, Jesus. We got a lot of trailblazers on the line. Praise the Lord. They're women of, oh God, of Zion. And we thank God for Sister Mays, a woman of God that always has something good to say about somebody. Amen. And I thank God for her. Amen. She even blessed me at one time. And I thank God. Thank you, Sister Mays. Amen. I didn't have to tell it, but I just want to tell God thank you and tell you thank you in the name of Jesus. And oh, my God. Oh, God. I never, amen, heard this woman before, but oh, my God, amazing grace embraced the line. And I was so glad, amen, that our chief ambassador, amen, let his own ministry come first. I was sharing with my spiritual daughter. I say, I can understand, amen, how they feel that that their pastor and their chief ambassador called a clarion call for a shut-in, and we just invaded their privacy. But they came forth last night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you got to realize, glory to God, First Fruit Prayer Line. I told you a little while ago, we an extension for the heartbeat of his ministry is amazing grace. They're there when we're not there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they came out in full force last night. They invaded the land and invaded the prayer line. And I thank God because I can tell that they are fruit of the true vine of amazing grace through Chief Ambassador, because they all are hot for the Lord, are hot to suit, and ain't nothing we could do about it because it is what it is. Hallelujah. They say that when you look at a child, you can tell who they look like. They may look like the mother, and they may look like the father, but when they start getting older, they start looking like one another. Even married couples start looking like one another. That's just how the Lord do it. And so I'm saying this morning, that amazing grace is looking like what they being fed, and they're being fed that good meat, hallelujah, and it can't help but to rub off of her. They say you'll know the tree by the fruit that it bears, and we know amazing grace. They came out last night on this prayer line, and they invaded the prayer line. I love it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ebony Williams came in, and she talked about love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can't get enough about love. Hallelujah. Somebody came out with her, with the soul. What love's got to do with it? It's got a whole lot to do with it. Hallelujah. In the Bible even saying that you would know that we are your disciples because we have love one for another. What love's got to do about it? Oh, my God. I heard the chief ambassador say that. There was a man, I believe he's in the ministry, that he never had that before. And I just, oh, God, I got happy down in my soul. Glory to God that came to him and asked him if he can have the hand of this woman. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't that good news? A lot of young men don't like to ask the hand of a woman no more. I know I couldn't have got married to her unless my husband asked the hand of my father. Could he marry me? I love it. Oh, glory to God. Love's got a whole lot to do with it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Sister Ebony Williams, you keep on, and God's going to raise you up even greater in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the word of God said despise not small beginnings, because small beginnings grow out to be mountains. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our own mother of the nation, Mother Adeline Johnson, came with a praise report to her. Something I like about this praise to her, what I like about first fruit to her, we can have station identification anytime we want to with Mother Adeline Johnson. It ain't no set time. It's just when the Holy Ghost say bring on. Thank you, Lord. Mother up that time of night. That was right about 10:30. Going on 11 o'clock. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you this morning, Lord God, because it was hot last night. Everybody came ready. Hallelujah. The chief ambassador had them in line, had them on front line. They couldn't get away from it, but thank God that they did it. Oh, my God. Oh, glory to God. We came along. Oh, glory to God. While we were waiting. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For Sister Edna Tyler in between. Sister Lenny Mays came in again with a strong praise report. Right about that time, after Mother Adeline Johnson got off, the Spirit of the Lord was just hovering over us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And then Sister Edna Tyler, the chief ambassador's oldest sister. Oh, thank you, Lord. Got a sweet voice to her, but got a whole lot of stuff to come out of that sweet voice. Hallelujah. She's just a trailblazer all by herself. I didn't know all those hats that she was wearing, but I'm not surprised because she came from the lineage of the Johnson family. I thank God that I was up to hear all of that that was on the inside. Oh, thank you, Lord. We got the honor of Chief Ambassador's family. He told us that he loved his sisters, and you can see it, and you can hear it. Oh, glory to God. That's why he told when a man loves his mother, he knows how to love his wife. He knows how to treat his sisters. And I tell you what, First Fruit Prayer Line, we are his sisters in the body of Christ, and he feed us like a jewel, like a diamond. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. And I had the opportunity to hear his other sister, Evangelist Patty. I didn't get a last name, but that's all right. I second daughter, oh, God, of Mother Adelaide Johnson, glory to God, his second sister. And I tell you, she can run this line. I don't know why these daughters are not on here in the morning. Maybe they have another itinerary. But, oh, my God, if one of us decide that we want to be rebellious, I thank God that the man of God, he got back up. Oh, glory to God. This lady, she ran this, oh, my God, she ran all over us. All over us. I couldn't keep up with her. Hallelujah. But I kept up in the spirit the best that I could. I love goodness, and I love the Holy Ghost. I embrace it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
For these great women of God. They are dual all by themselves. Glory to God. Tell that they was raised up in the fear and the adoration of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God. And one of them's husband was on there. Oh, glory to God, a young man. I think he's the assistant pastor. I couldn't get all of it down because I was drinking in the
hello.
I was soaking it in. I tried to write, but I had to put the pen down. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord God. That young man, he told us about how he prayer with his team every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With getting them converted. You have to use strategy. Because the Bible said, we'll laugh at the devil's calamity. The devil think he got us. But guess what? We got the victory. We got the baton.
Yeah.
Get the baton out of your hand. That young man, oh, my God, he was rich in the spirit. I want to let the First Fruit Prayer Line know this morning, you are rich in Christ Jesus. You are chosen and you elected in the name of Jesus. If you grab hold to the horn and the altars of the Spirit of the Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Thank you. nobody but you, God.
God for that. And so I just want to put a little proposal. ocean out there this morning. Amen. If we had a time, what a time we'll have it on the line. Can you imagine what a time? What a time.
Yeah.
We'll get together one another and praise God. Amen. We're just praising him lifestyle now because we ain't in the big church. But can you imagine when we get in a big place where we can run all around that place? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to let you know that this man, don't you blame him for nobody like me. He is God chosen and elected. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we love him, don't we? Amen. Tell tell your chief ambassador, let's all say it. We love you.
We love you.
We love you. We're going to love you more. Amen. In words, more than words and deeds, we're going to love you financially.
Yes,
amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord just put this in my spirit. Amen. Not just now, but he's been dealing with me. Amen. I know we all on a fixed income. But whatever we get, amen, when we tithe in our own ministry, amen, and praise the Lord, let's begin, amen, to bless our leader better. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that the Lord loves a cheerful giver, and I love to give. Amen. Yesterday I had to do some things for some people. Looked like everybody was calling me for, amen, to ask me, could I help them do this, help them do that. And my grandson say, he calls me Mama. He say, Mama, you helping everybody. I say, well, that's how the Lord would want it to be. Because I can't be God-given. I say, I thank God that I had a source that I can do it. Amen. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. Because what goes around comes around. Amen. Uh-huh. What goes around comes around. One day, you may need it. You may need it for a child. Need it for, you don't know how you're going to need it.
Yes,
but while you can do it, you do it. Amen. And I ain't looking for something in return. I just want to be a blessing more than just being an ambassador. When you're in leadership, you got to, I'll leave that alone. But when you're in leadership, got to mount up with leadership. You just can't give a dollar more and we'll pass that. Amen. And I just want us to thank God again and again for the only and the one and only, our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson of Amazing Grace, First Fruit Prayer Line, the blog, and soon to be our bishop in 2018. It's in your hands.
God bless you. God bless you. Oh, my God, Ambassador Stern, you have been a phenomenal blessing. This is a wonderful, phenomenal way to start out this morning with this wonderful dynamo. Amen. This woman who God is using all over, not only North Chicago, but just using all over the world now. And we just thank God for you, Ambassador Patricia Stern, and her husband, Ambassador Gary Stern. God bless all of you. Oh, we are in for an ultra awesome time here this morning. Thank God, all of you on the blog live. Some of you, this is your only church. I want you to know that we appreciate you. And let me put a prayer over you before you leave. You have about 70 seconds now. Heavenly Father, as I mentioned this blog line, would you endow them with your strength and power? Is there anyone listening who doesn't have food, supply their every need, doesn't have roof over their head, supply their every need. And God, help them to start to thank you, thank you, thank you, because they can thank their way to a miracle and let them become a part of this new awakening in Jesus' name. Anybody sick, I ask you to heal their body. In the name of Jesus. Man, be healed. In the name of Jesus. I said, man, be healed. Be healed. The glory of God be revealed all around you. The healing virtue fall. And the oil of the anointing be sprayed all around you. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woman, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for the oil and anointing. Bless them bountifully. And let them be raised up, Lord, to be a witness even in their own village. In Jesus' name. Bless, 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 bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you so much. God bless you so much.
Thank you.
All right. God bless all of you. I want you all to know that we are headed toward the First Fruits Convention. I want to send out a clearing call, all of you. I want to do it like I'm going to do it worldwide one day. Worldwide one day. You shall hear me all over the world, on Christian television, everywhere. Write it down. I'm saying it. I'm prophesying this. I'm prophesying this, that you shall hear me all over the world putting out a clarion call to the world, to the world, to the world. I want y'all to remind me. I don't want this to slip from me. God gave it to me. That's why I'm putting it out, because I know y'all are writing it down, and you're going to help me to remember this, that I'm going to put a clarion call out to everywhere. And I'm putting the clarion call out to you on this prayer line this morning. The Lord told me to tell you to come to glorify him in this massive stadium. He told me to tell you to come to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Come to that city that we're going to have the convention. He said, put out a clarion call to you on this prayer line. He said, call all the praises all over the world. God said, call the praises all over the world, from every denomination, from every walk of life. God said, call the praises and call the ones who believe in prayer all over the world. God said, don't worry about any big names. He said, he's the biggest name you'll ever hear, and he wants you to come for him all over the world. You on this prayer line. God said the clarion call is to you to come to the convention this year to give him over a billion praises. You come everywhere, all over the world. The Baptists got to come. The Methodists got to come. The Church of God in Christ got to come. All of those who are non-denomination come. The Apostolics got to come. All of you from every denomination, God said it's a clarion call. You come from all over the world to give him praise in the name of Jesus Christ. God said come. God said come. You got to come. You got to come. Make plans to come to this convention there in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Bishop Bolden has opened the doors. He said we don't have to worry about a thing. We don't have to worry about any cost. It's a clarion call to you. Come to the convention this year in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I loose that upon you. If you want to come, you can come. God said he's going to make a way out of no way for you. Don't say, if I can come. Say, I'm coming. God's going to make a way for me. Be there. It's a clarion call for all the praises all over the world. It's a clarion call to all those who believe in prayer all over this world. You come to this convention. I command you to come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who's speaking to me now. He's commanding you to come. Put him first on your book. Stop giving him leftovers. Put him first on your book. And you come to this convention, you don't know what God is doing and about to do. You better be there in the name of Jesus. You better be there. God wants you to be there. He told me to put a clarion call out to you. One day we'll put it out to the world. You got to come. God's going to pack stadiums out everywhere. People going to give him praise like never before. And people will be praying everywhere. All people be holding hands, and there won't be no denominations. It's not about Bernard Johnson. It's not about any denomination. God said, come. God said, come. And he told me to tell you to come, because he's getting ready to do something worldwide like the world has never seen. And he wants you to be a part of it. God said, put the clarion call out. Come. Hallelujah. I want you to give the place, the time, the date. Amen. If you're on there, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, give that place, time, date. Amen. The Lord said, tell him to come. Don't you miss this. You better put everything else on the back burner. Be there, because God's getting ready to launch from there. A worldwide praise to the world. All praises from all over the world. You got to come. You got to come. It's not about any big names. It's about Jesus, the biggest name ever in the history of the world. Amen. Give us the information.
God bless you, and good morning, and thank you. The information that I have for so far, this First Fruit Convention 2015 is going to take place in Jacksonville, Arkansas. The dates for this convention will be June the 11th through the 14th. That's June 11th through the 14th, 2014, in Little Rock, in Jacksonville, Arkansas. You'll be flying into Little Rock. I will be having more information for you as far as hotel accommodation and the exact name and address of the church. But it's the Church of Bishop James Bolden. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God's getting ready to launch all over the world. Amen. This will be not business as usual. Hopefully your cataracts will fall off your eyes and see what I'm trying to get you to do. You got to be, God said, tell you to come. He's getting ready to organize to go all over the world. You'll see it, and you'll be so sorry, with tears. Some of y'all are going to repent. You'll be so sorry that you missed the clarion call that the Lord put out to you. You let something else be more important than his call to you. God said, tell you to come. All praises, all people who believe in prayer, God said, come. Mm. God, I'm done what you told me to do. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Amen. And amen. I wonder, is Pastor James Williams on the line this morning? Pastor Williams, if you're there. Let us know if you're there. Yes, son, there is reward for you. Have I not spoken and told you to tell them to come, 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 come? Come. That's all he asked me to do, tell you to come, 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 come. Now, I hope you obey him, because you'll regret that you didn't obey the Lord on this, because it may mean a clarion call to the whole wide world. You want to be a part of this. Shut up. I've not said come. Have I not said come, 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 come? I hope you obey the Lord on this. I'm not trying. This is no money in it for me. I'm just trying to do what God told me. Have I not confirmed it? I say it unto in the hearts of someone. A confirmation. Come, 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 come. A clarion call. A clarion call. You shall hear this all over the world as we one day will have time on every Christian station and even not Christian, non-Christian stations. You shall hear a clarion call. Like the trumpet that shall blow in the end time. A clarion call. God is... You shall hear a trumpet one day sounding in the midst of the midnight hour. God is going to call his people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And the sky shall break, and Jesus shall come back with his heavenly host. It will be at the time that the Father shall say, Jesus, it's time. And who knows, it could be during the hour or during the time that God puts people in the stadium who will pray to him like the world has never witnessed before. I hope you become a part of this. It might be essential for when the Lord calls you in a clarion call, is caught up to meet him in the air. Amen. We're going to call praises from all over the world. Amen. God told me. Praises from all over the world. And prayer warriors from all over the world. Those who believe in prayer. He didn't say any denomination. He said call his people who believe in prayer. And his praisers who believe in praising God. From all over the world. You better drop every type of reason for not trying to hear his call. It's a clarion call. God's getting ready to do something like the world has never witnessed before. And all I want to say is, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. I hope that's your testimony, because he's getting ready to do something in this season. And you ought to be saying, Lord, don't do it without me. God bless you. I hope you hear me this morning. Write those dates down. That will be kind of like our launching. It's not what I'm talking about where they're going, but it will be where they're going. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not the stadium, but we're going to organize for worldwide ministry. I hope you're a part of this. For worldwide praise, for worldwide prayer. I mean, across the world. I want Pastor Williams, I want you to get every person who has a prayer line, prayer ministry that you know. Ambassador Hagen, get them all, everybody. Ambassador Stern, Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey, Ambassador Pfeiffer, all of you, I want you to get every prayer line that you know. We want to come together, and we want to organize for praise like the world has never witnessed in the history of the world. I see a mighty army going to form. Amen. And this army will be praisers like we've never witnessed before. And there'll be prayer warriors. I want my mother, Mother Ellie Johnson, I believe the Lord is going to give you life instead of death. Yeah, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and said, Lord, I've been faithful. And God sent the prophet back and said, 15 more years. God told me to tell you, you can live as long as you want to live. And I know that as long as you want to live is when you have your health and strength. God bless her with health and strength, we pray, in the name of Jesus, because she's an important part of this clarion part, call. We want to get you there to Little Rock. Amen. Amen. Don't worry about it. Your son, if the Lord says the same, your son's going to fly you there to the convention. We want you to be there. We'll have a hotel room for you. And just relax. We got a wheelchair for you if you need one or whatever you need. I want you there for this clarion call there in Jacksonville where we organize for worldwide stadiums across the Holy Ghost City. We're organizing for worldwide stadiums across the world. I want all of you on the prayer line to be thinking worldwide stadiums, and I want you to be thinking about any suggestions that you might have for me. Bring them to the convention, June the 11th through the 14th. Am I correct, Sister Gina, 11th through the 14th? Is that right?
Yes, you are correct.
All right there. You'll fly into Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock, Arkansas. Jacksonville is really Little Rock. It's just about 10 miles outside of Little Rock. Amen. Bishop Bolden is rolling out the red carpet. He has television. He has live stream. We'll just be doing all this there in Jacksonville, Arkansas. We might say Little Rock, Jacksonville, Arkansas. So get ready to come to Little Rock and be a part of the convention there in Jacksonville. It's going to be phenomenal. We're organizing for worldwide stadiums that God is going to be sending us to. I didn't know that until he said it this morning. I didn't know it, and that he wants us to do that there. Amen. Worldwide stadiums. Amen.
I speak, Ambassador.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'll also say that Ambassador-elect Prophetess Gail Stitt is also spreading the word around Arkansas. She put out the thank yous, and she too is spreading a word out of Arkansas, expecting the First Fruit Convention to come there. So we're asking everybody to please, please be a part of this 2015 First Fruit Convention. This is our fifth year. This is our fifth year, and we really want to celebrate it today. God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much. Ambassador-elect, and we appreciate you very much for all the information. We are getting ready for this great, great outpouring of the Holy Ghost that you will see there. It will be there. But now, because the Holy Ghost told me he was going to be there. Shut up, day. It is so. And he shall pour out in a phenomenal way there at the convention. But that will be on an only small foretaste of what he's going to do, for he's organizing there at that convention. Get ready, start binding the devil now, because you know, just like you hear me, the devil hears me. And we bind him in the name of Jesus and ask in the name of Jesus that the oil of the anointing go on.